Basenji is what I'm thinking about. Yes, Basenji is what I'm thinking
about.
That's right.
True. Now, corgis, I think
they do bark. She may be as similar, but of course she was left on our doorstep when she was about maybe barely 3 weeks old.
And corgis are the dogs that the British royal family keep.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
Uh-huh. And they look like, I don't think I ever really looked it up, but somebody asked us, have asked us several times if that's what she is. We don't know, of course, because I'm sure she's just a mongrel.
Yeah.
But we had our grandson 2 years. Mm-hmm. This little one was, I was talking about, well, his father was in India. Mm-hmm. And I think someone must have known we were kind of desolate. We had turned him back when his folks came back, you know, and somebody dropped him, dropped her on our doorstep one morning. So we've had her ever since. And of course, she's just part of the family.
Well, now when they were, and you were telling me about keeping calves, and they milked them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
My mother did.
And your mother, and you can remember that. That's amazing. Well, what do people call a? I know you didn't keep these in town, but what would people call the place where they would keep hogs, pigs, if they had those?
I don't know. I sure don't.
And what about where now? Do you always remember having like a refrigerator?
No, we had the type of what was called an ice box.
Uh-huh, that you kept.
As a matter of fact, we had an ice box a big part of our life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When we first married, which was in 36, our first, about first 7 or 8 months, that's what we had, where you put the ice in.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that's what we had. And we had, again, the sleeping porch came in very handy. That's where you had it, see.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It wouldn't get...
Because they dripped. They were the messiest things in the world. But it was a marvelous invention, the ice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that's what we had, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard your mother talk about where they used to keep, before they had ice boxes, where they used to keep milk and butter?
Yes, they had springs. Because nearly always, you know, they were, a town was, or what. Mm-hmm. Now here, I don't know what they did. I assume they had ice, you see. Now, they came here in 1900 from Texas,
mm-hmm.
and they had ice in those days.
Mm-hmm.
They would cut it off the river. It's hard to believe. Mm-hmm. Our Arkansas River could have frozen over, but they would do that, and some, and they'd store it like that. But they had ice some in the summer,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure they didn't. And I think they'd have it, the old-time ice wagons,
mm-hmm.
probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call the kind of farm where they raise cows just for milk?
It would be a dairy farm.
Yes,
dairy farm.
Mm-hmm. And what about a place where they people let animals graze?
Pasture.
And where people grow corn and cotton in a.
Well, a field.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're so easy to make. Now, tell me about what kind of a fence, did you have a fence around your house?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
What kind of fences, did people, when they had fences?
When they had them, they had white picket sticks.
Oh, they did?
As far as I know, that's about the, or you had a barbed wire, if you were, which was called barbed wire,
mm-hmm.
If you had a larger area.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly it would be a picket fence.
Mm-hmm. And when they would, well, if they were setting up a barbed wire fence, they'd have to dig holes and put
mm-hmm. Yeah, you post holes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, and so then they would have, each piece, I guess, would have to be joined onto the, each piece of barbed wire. They fastened it, each one.
To the post, yes.
Uh-huh,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, individually like that. Did you ever see a rock wall? Did people ever?
Mm-hmm, yeah, rock walls. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you another kind of fence they had, I'd just forgotten about just now. It thought came to me. The spiked iron fences that you see quite often on cemeteries.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They had those sometimes even around a home,
mm-hmm.
but mostly they were around a cemetery,
mm-hmm.
graveyard as they called it.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call what people